With us as a special guest and MIAA Commissioner Mike Reese. And Mike, some big news a little bit earlier this week concerning the site for the 2018 Division II National Championship game, which had been scheduled to be at Children's Mercy Park, the home of Sporting Kansas City. And it looks like things have been changed just a little bit. Just give us a little bit of background about how some of this came about.
Well, it is news, and I would characterize it as very disappointing news. A lot of work has gone into Kansas City being identified as the host city for the NCAA Division II football championship. Obviously, a lot of that involves our central location, but probably more important, the success our MIAA schools have had in NCAA Division II football and our passionate fans here in the Kansas City area and the fans that support our great MIAA football program. So to learn last week that this was a possibility, and then to hear yesterday about the final decision that Sporting Kansas City needs to do some major field renovations and unable to host in 2018, and then not able to promise the NCAA that similar things would not occur in 2019 and 20 and 21, causing them to make Children's Mercy Park unavailable for the four-year commitment they had made to the NCAA to host the championship. Very, very disappointing, very frustrating, very discouraging, and really for not just Kansas City, but I think for all of NCAA Division II football.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are impressed with the site of Children's Mercy Park and how that turned into a very good site for the Division II championship game. What are the options now? I understand that the bid requirements are out for the December 15th game this year, but it seems like it's a very short time frame that the NCAA will be accepting bids for the site this year. From my understanding, Monday, September 7th, the deadline for bids, but what are the options now if someone wants to, or if an entity wants to have it in the Midwest, and where does the game go from here?
Yeah, so I think the NCAA is approaching this as a two-step process, and obviously this is being coordinated from the NCAA national office in Indianapolis, but folks in Indianapolis are obviously working with the NCAA Division II Football Committee. And that's an 8-member committee made up of coaches and athletic administrators from across the country. So, they all 8 of those folks on the football committee obviously were impressed enough with Kansas City and Children's Mercy Park that they decided to come back to Kansas City for 4 more years. And my hope is in an emergency situation like this with the championship game just a couple of months away, that the committee will try to be as least disruptive as they can to the plans that have already been made regarding hotel rooms and ancillary events and other things that have been part of the planning for the championship. So My hope is that during this first phase, kind of the quick process to figure out where we play in December for the 2018 championship, my hope is that there's strong consideration to some of the options we have in and around the Kansas City area to host the 2008 championship. And then the NCAA will have a little more deliberate RFP process probably later this fall to try and identify the new home for the Division II football championship beginning in 2019. And I guess it could theoretically be where they end up in 2018 if things go well and that community decides that they want to bid on it for future years as well. But it's a two-step process, and like I said, I'm hopeful there are some options in and around Kansas City that could serve as a host. Arrowhead Stadium is one that comes to mind. Obviously, Our MIAA member schools have a track record, a history of playing Division II football games in Arrowhead. There are a few logistical challenges with the Chiefs' schedule and some of the needs that the NCAA has that week of the championship and access and being in the facility. Obviously, expense and cost is always part of the consideration. I think there are a couple of schools in the MIAA in the Kansas City area that might have some interest and obviously have quality stadiums and great facilities that could host an NCAA national championship. So our immediate attention is trying to do everything we can as a conference to help the NCAA and giving them what they need to explore options for 2018. And then we're certainly, willing to work with them for the 2019 through 2021 championships if there are some viable options here and around Kansas City that we can help with as well.
Yeah, I guess that was going to be my next question, is how active is the MIAA in trying to secure the site this year in the Kansas City area? And is the Kansas City Sports Commission involved with the discussions right now?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You know, the Kansas City Sports Commission was involved in the bid process and certainly involved in hosting the championship since 2014 here in Kansas City. And they're working hand in hand with the NCAA as well as we try to identify solutions. The Kansas City Sports Commission has been great in starting those conversations with the Kansas City Chiefs and what those possibilities might look like. And so we, you know, the MIAA and the Sports Commission both play a role in really facilitating what the NCAA and the football committee need to make a very quick decision.
And what kind of renovations are they talking about at Children's Mercy Park right now? And I would guess that there had been some discussion maybe to try to push back a couple weeks before the start of those renovations, but it just didn't seem like that was just going to be feasible then.
Yeah, that's my understanding. You know, at first we were told it was just kind of underground heating system repairs that needed to be made. And that story changed to being more of a complete field renovation with new turf, a different type of grass, just a major dig and removal of the current sod and building the infrastructure of the ground up to a brand new playing surface. So I think it sounds like it's quite a comprehensive project. I understand that. They have a professional soccer team that is their home field. My only wish is that they would have talked about doing this with us and the NCAA before they put in the bid to host for 4 years. The timing's not great, but it's a major project, and I would think that you could do something like that even in a 10-week period instead of a 12-week period. But they assure us that they've looked at all options, and they need basically every single day once their season's done in order to be ready to play soccer next February.
All right. Well, Mike, I certainly appreciate you being with us here, and I know this has turned into a busy week for you, maybe quite a bit busier than what you anticipated.
Yeah, it's always an interesting start of the school year, certainly with all of our sports kicking into gear, and then you layer on some of these issues that as commissioner and working at the conference office you don't expect. But that's part of the job. And, the great thing is, involved in college athletics, you try to think of ways to, you deal with the hand that's been dealt, and you try to make the most of it, and you work hard to turn bad situations into positive situations for our student athletes. At the end of the day, it's our MIAA football student athletes that deserve the best championship experience, and we'll do everything we can in working with the NCAA to make that possible.